Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just noticed that y'all charged me $59 and something on my bank account.
What's your
$59.89. It was supposed to be $2.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
29651.
One moment, please. What's your name, ma'am?
Kathy Hall.
Ms. Hall, will you verify your address for me, please?
737 Burns Road, Greer, South Carolina, 29651. Well, this is a sporting good. That ain't even what I was aiming for.
Give me one moment while system load of your account, ma'am. If you say you spent $2, a dollar or two, that was for you to, and what it does.
It was supposed to be $2 shipping for a stand mixer.
Yes, ma'am.
I should have known that was a scam to start with.
No, ma'am, it's not a scam. What happens is if, so you said you did pay a dollar or two for a sweepstakes for a vacuum cleaner or an iPad or a tablet. Is that correct?
No.
You said you paid a dollar or two for what, ma'am?
I was supposed to be paying $2 shipping for a stand-up mixer.
It was a chance to win the stand-up mixer, ma'am. That was a contest sweepstakes. That was a sweepstakes entry.
Well, why you charge me $59.89 first?
Because with that payment, when you put in your card and it asks you to accept the terms and conditions, and providing they were read, with that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our meal planning apps. And it helps you.
Well, I want to be unrolled and I want my money put back.
Yes, ma'am. And it helps you with...
No, I don't care what it helps. I want it put back, and I want my name off this list.
Ma'am, one moment, please. So that app itself focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and to cut sugar and carb cravings. It includes meal plans and recipe guides.
I don't care what it includes. I want it gone, and I want my money put back in my bank account, and I want my name off of this list.
Well, let me explain to you, ma'am. It's a valid charge.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It didn't say nothing about $59.89.
When it asks you to accept the terms and conditions, ma'am?
Yeah, but it didn't say nothing about no $59.
If the terms and conditions were read before you put your account number in, it tells you that in the terms and conditions.
I didn't say nothing about no terms and conditions.
Yes, ma'am. It wouldn't take your card unless you accepted the terms and conditions, ma'am. And what happens?
Oh, yeah. Y'all take money anyway y'all get it. I want my money put back.
No, ma'am. We have thousands of people that's member of this app. It's an excellent app to use. It's not taking anything.
I don't care. I really don't care.
What I can do for you, ma'am, I can do 75% of that $59.99, and I can cancel your account going forward that you won't receive
why
any.
Why 75%? I just got the charge and I want it all back.
Yes, ma'am. So what happens is, first of all, the first thing you need to do, ma'am, is make sure your account get canceled so you won't get charged again. Okay? So that's the first thing I need to do because it is a monthly charge. So with the monthly charge that you received, I need to cancel that. And I'm going to give you a cancellation number here in just a minute, Ms. Kathy. And when I cancel the account, you won't, because it's a reoccurring charge of $59.89, okay? So
I didn't say anything about that either.
Yes, ma'am. That was all in the terms and conditions.
That was all in the tiny, tiny print that nobody could see.
No, ma'am. That print's the same font as everything. But let me do this right here. Let me do this so I can help you, okay? So $44.91, which is the 75%, will go back on your account, ma'am.
Why 75%?
Because, ma'am, as I stated earlier, what are we going to do? Oh, do you want me to can't get this canceled so you won't get any reoccurring charges, ma'am? I could do
yes,
that.
Yes, I want it canceled. I want
yes,
all
ma'am.
My money back.
But, yes, ma'am, I'm asking for the, that's what the
I want it canceled.
Yes, ma'am. And then the 75% of that is $44.91, ma'am.
Why am I only getting 75% back?
Ma'am, because it is a valid charge, and as a courtesy here, we just want
no,
you to get
it. No,
it
ain't no valid charge.
Okay, ma'am. I would like to help you, ma'am. What I can do for you is the 75% back to your account.
No, you can give me 100% back because y'all ain't done nothing for me for no 75%.
I don't want no ad.
I don't want no recurring charges. I want this canceled, and I want all my money back.
Ma'am, it doesn't work
y'all
like...
just got the money. Y'all just got the money. I mean, it ain't been like 5 minutes.
I understand.
So why are you charging me $15?
Well, the most I can do, ma'am, was going to be the $45 anyway, because there is a $5. Well, actually, it's not even that. It's a setup fee. So I'm trying to do the $41 because that's the only thing the system will allow me to do, ma'am, because of the charge being. We didn't enter your account number and all that stuff. We, as a courtesy, want to give you your money back, but as what we can do is $44.91 and cancel
ain't
your account. Going
all my money back,
ma'am. I understand, but here the protocol here for me to do is the 75% back and
well,
cancel.
What I need to talk to
and
get
cancel
back.
It's that's not an option right now, ma'am. I'm needing to, before I can go forward, I want to cancel this account for you, but I'm needing to, we got to get to a point of this $44.91, ma'am. If you wait another week.
All you got to do is cancel it.
No,
I
have.
I told you to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am, but you, if I cancel it, it's no refund right now. So I'm trying to get this $44.91 back on your card, ma'am, before I cancel the account.
I don't understand why you keeping $15 for nothing.
Well, actually, if you wait another week and call back, we're going to keep 50%, ma'am. That's why I'm trying to do it now at 75%. And then when it goes into 3 weeks, it's 25%.
So, in other words, y'all do rip people off.
Ma'am, I would like to be able to assist you now. Ms. Kathy, are we, the $41.91. Refund back
well,
to you.
That's all I can get. Put it back.
Yes, ma'am. Please hold.
And get me off of any list that you got.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Hall, give me a moment to give you your $41.91 back, okay? Give me 1 second.
$44.91.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, 1 moment, please. Got to get your information over here. Ms. Hall, will you verify your phone number, please?
864-360-6477.
1 moment, please. All right, Ms. Hall, verify your email address, please.
KathyHall50@me.com.
All right, I'm going to give you a cancellation number here, ma'am, for your refund as well as your cancellation. Give me 1 moment. You got something to write with?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, ma'am. That cancellation number, ma'am, is C as in Charlie. 9205.
Okay.
3111.
Okay. 79. All right.
Anything else I can do for you, ma'am? Thank you for calling customer service. If not.
All right.
Have a good night. Thank you so much.